Our Lord gives us three steps to follow, very practical, because this is hard to understand and explain, but not hard to execute if we just follow this command to do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. When it comes to loving our enemies, that is the plan our Lord gives us. First of all, doing good, not returning evil actions for evil actions. Now, our Lord gives us this interesting thing, turning the other cheek. That's one of these clever things, like David taking the spear from Saul. Turning the cheek is neither running away and being a coward, nor is it using unnecessary force to address the problem. Turning the other cheek is standing there and staring them in the face and saying, like, is that all you got? Really? And sort of calling someone out on their obviously evil action. If they hit you for no good reason, you just stand there and say, I think you should think about what you did just now. It's an invitation. Is it going to work every time? No. But guarantee it's not going to make things worse by you just slapping them back. And it's not going to confirm them in their evil by you ignoring it. Usually what doing good for others means is you fulfill your duties and responsibilities to them. Your spouse, your kids, your family members. Just because you hate them doesn't mean you have a right to slack off on what you should be doing for them. You know, me as a Denny's server, just because I really didn't like my manager doesn't mean I could kind of skimp on my work or ignore what this manager asked me to do to fulfill my duties and responsibilities to that person. Very hard to do. People you hate, you just kind of want to make their life worse. But doing good to them is the best we can do if we want to bring them to repentance. Next, there's bless those who curse you. Curses are words that bring, like, that hurt other people. So blessings are then words that help other people. So you speak well of them is what our Lord's saying here. And this means no gossiping about them, no complaining about them, no engaging in useless shouting matches with our enemies. Sometimes loving our enemies just means being quiet when they're yelling at you. Most of the time, it means don't talk bad about them. You have an enemy, they're the easiest ones to gossip about, right? With your friends, like, I can't believe what he did or she did. And it's really hard to stop that because even if you want to stop gossiping, no one else wants to. And you're thinking, well, how do I, Father Zabel, I can't just go in there and say, come on, guys, let's stop gossiping. That's not going to go over well. But what you can do is do what our Lord invites us to do. Again, putting ourselves in their place, recognizing their humanity. Try this practically. If people are gossiping and you're tempted to be a part of it, instead of giving in, say, I wonder why he or she is acting this way. That's a little question you can slip in. No one's going to think, oh, holier than thou over there. Just ask a question. I wonder why he or she's acting this way. Get them to think, oh yeah, they're just not a monster. They might actually be suffering themselves and acting out of that suffering. Is it going to work every time? Probably not. But it's better than you just going along with it or saying nothing and kind of affirming it in that way. Invite people to recognize the humanity by saying something that blesses them in that way. Lastly, our Lord says, pray for those who mistreat us. And this is, it's very good that this is here because we do have enemies that we can neither be near, nor do we have a chance to really say anything to help. People who live really far away from us, people who it's not safe for us to be around. God is not commanding that you have to go and find people who have hurt you and physically do good things for them, you know, that they can see. You pray for them. People who you can't be around, you pray for. And that's the most powerful thing we can do.